What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this league has changed a lot in my 21 years. You know, when you hear a conversation about the Mike Tomlins of the world, Matt LaFleurs of the world, those are two that kind of I played for. And when I first got in the league, there wouldn't be conversation about whether those guys were on the hot seat, you know, but the way that the league is covered now and the way that there's snap decisions and the validity given to the, you know, the Twitter experts and all the, you know, experts on TV now who make it seem like they know what the hell they're talking about. To me, that's an absolute joke. And for either of those two guys to be on the hot seat is really apropos of where we're at as a society and a league, because obviously Matt's done a lot of great things in Green Bay and we had a lot of success. Mike T has had more success than damn near anybody in the league, you know, for the last 19, 20 years. And more than that, though, when you have the right guy and the culture is right, you don't think about making a change. But there's a lot of pressure that comes from the outside, and obviously that sways decisions from time to time, but it's not how I would do things and not how the league used to be.
I mean, he's just wrong. That's all. I don't know what else to say other than that he's wrong when he says there wouldn't even be a conversation about the Tomlins and LaFleurs of the world when I came into the league. I already pointed out all the examples. Long before he got into the league, there was Tom Landry getting fired in Dallas. But when Rodgers entered in 2005, Andy Reid was about to go on his run, or was already into it maybe, in Philly. Multiple conference championship games, a Super Bowl appearance, and he was fired. Brian Billick was in the league still then, having success in Baltimore, had one of the greatest teams, won a Super Bowl. He was fired. John Fox in Carolina, of all places, multiple division titles, Super Bowl appearance, fired. Marvin Lewis and Cincy took a terrible franchise, got them to the playoffs a bunch of times, fired. Marty Schottenheimer, fired after a 14-2 season. That kind of outdoes Matt LaFleur, 47-33 record. Tom Coughlin with the Giants, the ultimate example of guys who were in the league with these teams when Rodgers came into the league. He would go on to beat and vanquish Belichick and Brady and the Patriots twice in Super Bowls. And guess what? He got pushed out. Hasn't changed. The social media universe has. Teams don't make their decisions based on that. They want to win playoff games. And no matter how much regular success a guy has, or no matter how much success a guy may have had in his deep past, NFL owners want to win now. And it's true. Plus, if you did move on from Tomlin, it would be 19 years. That was the ridiculous thing about Harbaugh. When you had Tomlin saying, man, you know, Tom Landry, use that as an example. Don Shula, that can't happen nowadays. That is happening with you and Harbaugh. You've both been around forever. And if you can't win playoff games, people are going to talk about you being on the, quote, hot seat, and they always have, if you can't win playoff games. Guy LaFleur is 3-6 in the playoffs. Tomlin's 8-12. Two of the worst marks, really, ever, if you're looking at guys who have coached that many playoff games.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of Schottenheimer, Tomlin surpassed him with his 7th straight playoff loss. So he's tied for first all time in playoff lose. Do you want to come back and have the number one longest playoff losing streak of all time? And the average margin of defeat in those 7 losses is more than 2 touchdowns. I'm not sure why this is even a real conversation. But anyway, back to the phones.
Here is Cameron in Youngstown.
Hey, Cameron.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I'm not going to say good morning. because I don't think it really is for any of us out here. But, you know, I just have a few points that I kind of want to get to. At the very least, both coordinators need to be fired today. If they're not going to get rid of Mike Tomlin, something's got to change.
Hasn't that already changed? How many coordinators have they been through on both sides of the ball? You really think that'll make a difference?
I mean, no, I don't, but I think that that would be the plan that Art would take over actually firing Tom. I mean, the Steelers allowed 174 points in the fourth quarter this season, most by a playoff team ever. And ever since Mike came here, he's had the reputation of being, like, not a huge scheme guru, but a great motivator. Mike Tomlin is simply not that, at least not anymore. I mean, he's 1-11 now in playoff games after trailing at halftime.
Well, here's what I would say based on your call so far is if they are going to keep Tomlin, and the odds are very strong that they will, unless he decides, right? Unless he calls Art, he's going to make the decision here, I guess. Then he has to not be the defensive coordinator. They have to bring in an independent defensive coordinator run the show. I guess Artie's interviewing for a bunch of jobs coming off the worst offensive game in Steelers playoff history. So good luck to him. Anyway, go ahead.
So, you know, just to wrap this up, my suggestion, you know, I would go with you. I would like John Gruden as the head coach. But
I didn't say you'd go with me. What did I say about that?
Well, you brought up something earlier about Gruden being a good choice.
I'd never have brought that up one time in my entire life.
Well, I'm sorry. I must have misheard you earlier.
I mentioned Gruden's name. In what context was that, Limits?
I don't remember.
I think as the guy who replaced Dungy in Tampa, because Dungy's another one who was having success and got fired. But you can say that. I've never said Gruden's name.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I misheard you. You know, that would be my number one. But if that whole legal process is still keeping him out of the league, which, you know, I'm sure probably would be, you know, a Super Bowl winner and a hometown guy, I think Mike McCarthy would be a decent choice to at least, you know, reach out.
Maybe,
to.
And that's another guy Rodgers forgot about, guys who got fired who are having success, at least as he defines it. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. Well, they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. In the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Cloudy today with a high of Mel Blount, 47, a low of 30. Jalen Warren. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Coming up at the top of the hour here, Nick Farabaugh from Penn Live. And I also have some personal career news to share coming up at the top of the hour. Oh, Limitless Wonder. Limits is looking at me very quizzically.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're alluding to.
It's going to be interesting. Okay. I can tell you that, my friend. It has nothing to do with the radio station, I might add, if that soothes your fears, or maybe you were hoping for that. I don't know which.
I don't even know what you're getting at here.
Okay.
I have an idea of what you might be sharing.
Okay, it's personal career news. You're probably thinking inside, wait, is Joe going to leave?
No.
It's going to be the Austin and Pomp show.
That is not what I thought.
Yes, it was. I could tell by reading your eyes.
I think it involves...
No, I'll tell it okay. Coming up in a minute. And I will do that. Let's take one more call to round out the hour.
Yeah, let's go to Fake John and Robinson to chime in.
Hi, Fake John.
Hey, guys. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So one thing I disagree with that you said is, why wouldn't Mike want to move on? I mean, if you or I were making $20 million a year to not produce or not perform, why would you want to go on?
Because it's still going to be an ugly and uglier scene if he doesn't turn this around next year. And
why would he care? I mean, he's
well. Anybody cares about that when you have a whole stadium chanting your name that you need to be fired? I mean, anybody would care about that.
I don't think you do, because you're going to be judged.
No, I think you do. I think you care about everybody saying you should be fired and all the stuff he's going to have to put up with and probably does right now. Well, here's the other point. He can go make more money elsewhere.
Sure. But he'll be judged on his merit, and he'll be out in 3 years.
Maybe. And I don't know. If he has a quarterback, he might win.
Because he's ever developed his own quarterback, right? But outside of that, the other issue is, you know, Art will content. Nobody cares about the content. He's too afraid of his forefathers, of his father and grandfather, to actually make a gutsy move and do that. So yeah, just let Mike do it. But my resounding point here is, if I was making $20 million, you can yell fire me all you want. I'll take 3 more years of that.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.